In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, we ordinarily celebrate the feast of St. Patrick. As an angry Irishman, I would be remiss if I did not speak about this glorious apostle of Ireland, who was born in the year 387 in Britain, and is someone who we can certainly, as we continue to revisit his story year after year, especially on his feast day, we can continue to learn and to be inspired by the glorious example of St. Patrick. St. Patrick, when he was about 14 or 15 years old, he was captured by Irish pirates and brought to Ireland to be enslaved as a sheep herder, and he was held captive until about the age of 20. After being brought back to Britain by Irish sailors and reunited with his family through divine inspiration and through a vision that he had in a dream, he desired to become a priest. After being ordained by a bishop named St. Germanus, St. Patrick was later consecrated as a bishop, and he was sent to the pagan nation of Ireland, the nation in which he was once a slave, in order to be sent there to preach the gospel of Christ and to set free from the slavery of sin and ignorance those who were in the land of Ireland. He arrived there on March the 25th of the year 433, the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. And as the story goes, early on in his preaching of the gospel, he encountered one of the chieftains of one of the pagan Druid tribes, who in fact tried to kill St. Patrick. Through divine intervention, St. Patrick converted this Druid chieftain, who then began preaching the gospel of Christ to his own tribe. There are many, many dangers that St. Patrick encountered, especially in the beginnings of his missionary work in Ireland. But inspired and strengthened by the Holy Spirit, he proceeded with great courage, with great love of our Lord, in order to convert the Irish peoples to Catholicism. St. Patrick would go on to convert thousands on the Emerald Isle to Catholicism, and he built hundreds of churches in his 30 years as Bishop of Ireland, including establishing several monasteries as well. And after living a life of courageous work in the Lord's vineyard, after a life of poverty and much traveling and enduring much, much suffering, including the threat of death on several occasions, St. Patrick died on March the 17th of the year 461. And of course, we continue to celebrate on this March 17th the Feast of St. Patrick. About 20 years following his death, in Western Europe, we saw the fall of the Roman Empire, which was very devastating to Western Europe because it weakened the church in many ways. But the Irish, thanks to St. Patrick, who had been converted to Catholicism, the Irish had preserved much of Western civilization in their libraries, in the monasteries in Ireland, including copies of the scriptures, of the writings of the saints and the church fathers. They preserved the various talents and skills in regards to artwork, to copying manuscripts and so forth. So eventually, the Irish would go over to Western Europe, and it was the Irish that helped to revive Christianity in Western Europe and essentially saved Western civilization. But I want to go back to the time that Patrick was enslaved in Ireland. Because in looking at that period of his life, Patrick could have done one of two things. Patrick could have had the attitude of turning to God and saying, "If you are so good and you are so loving, why would you allow this evil to happen to me? Why would you allow me to be taken away from my family? If you're so good, God, and you are so loving, why would you allow such a thing to happen to me?" But Patrick did not have that attitude. He instead recognized that it was an act of God's divine providence that he was taken away from his family and enslaved. And it gave him, he realized, the opportunity to be able to turn to Christ and to deepen his relationship with him, to deepen his faith in Christ and to depend upon him and to persevere through those trials that he was enduring. And thanks be to God, he did. Patrick's choice to choose Christ made all the difference, because he would go on to become a priest. He would go on to become a bishop. He would go on to become the apostle to Ireland and to save thousands and thousands and thousands of souls from falling into hell. Thanks be to God, St. Patrick, in that moment of darkness, chose Christ. And there's a great lesson for each and every one of us in that, brothers and sisters, that we can take away from that example of St. Patrick. Of course, we're all going to endure the cross. We are all going to endure dark times. We are all going to endure suffering and trials. We're all going to endure that in our lives. But in those moments, brothers and sisters, we have a choice to choose to follow Christ or to choose against Christ. Brothers and sisters, our choices matter. So let us ever seek to choose Christ. Each and every day of our lives, no matter what might befall us, no matter what sufferings we might endure, because your choice is going to make a difference. Your choice is going to contribute to or detract from the salvation of your soul. So brothers and sisters, let us rely upon the good Lord. Let us rely upon Christ, who is our greatest friend and wants to bestow many graces upon us, especially as we approach Holy Week, the holiest week of the year, and we prepare for the celebration of the Paschal Mystery, namely the celebration of Easter, of our Lord's rising from the dead. As we proceed through these final 2 weeks of the Lenten season, let us be mindful of these words of the Gospel that St. Patrick himself lived out so well. Those words that our Lord says to us, "Amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." Let us continue to seek to die to ourselves, brothers and sisters, that Christ might be in us. Let us continue to claim Christ as our King, that he might conquer our imperfections, our vices, our sin, so that we can grow in the holiness and the sanctity that we are called to, that each and every day, like St. Patrick, we might choose to be a saint and to settle for nothing less. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.